Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry, and this is today's inspiration. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey through life. And oh, the things I've learned this week and the wisdom I've gained, I'm happy to share with you in hopes that we can just take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the journey. I came across a quote this morning. I'm always looking for inspiration. I was just thinking about how I surround myself with fresh flowers and buzzing bugs and soft blankets, and I guess I've learned I'm a very tactile person. And I see these flowers, and I want to take pictures of them, and I want to share them, and I thought, why do you do that? Because I think most people are probably annoyed by how many flowers. This morning, there was a cardinal outside my window. I got great pictures of a beautiful red beaked cardinal right outside my window. And I thought I'd like to take pictures and share it because I feel like that's contributing something positive. That's contributing something lovely. And there's so much negativity. I don't want to contribute that. I don't want to seem like there's some drama in my life lately. And I need to think about why that's happening because I don't want drama. I don't want to be down there in the drama. I want to be up here taking pictures of flowers and birds and making you laugh and giving you a love hug over the radio and sharing what's good in life. And I came across this quote from Jim Rohn this morning. He said, don't wish it was easy or wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. So let's just say I'm feeling very wise today about everything that I've been going through in life. And I know I'm not alone. We all go through it. That's life. That's what happens. That's what's meant to happen. I get more evidence every day of what's happening. Bumping into people you were just thinking about or having an encounter with someone that they were just on your mind and everything kind of working together like the pieces of a puzzle and happening for a reason. And if you look for it, you see it. In fact, you get whatever you look for. It's all perspective. We all appreciate or don't appreciate other people or other things based on only our own choices. It's your choice. You have power. I'm not a power-seeking, control-type person. I always say if I can control my bladder, I'm having a good day. But, you know, you do have a choice. It is your choice. And I personally, Lisa Berry, feel like I come from a deeper heart, a more intuitive heart. I feel things. In fact, it's a problem that I have. If I'm with somebody and they're stressed, I feel their stress. And if someone's sad, I feel their sadness. And it's hard for me not to because I'm an open-hearted, deep-hearted, intuitive person. So I was just thinking about how can we protect ourselves? How can we get through that? And I said, you got to power up to avoid the stress of others. Power up. First of all, you got to love yourself. You got to know yourself. You have to have a strong sense of self. So if someone else is giving you a negative reaction or if somebody else is intending to share the negativity with you, you said, that's okay. I'm sorry for you that you're having that moment and you feel that way, but I know myself and I love myself. I'm going to be okay no matter what angst or anxiety or negativity you are emitting. But have gratitude. I wake up in the morning, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, about are you aware of that inner dialogue that kicks in the second you open your eyes, even before you open your eyes, before you become consciously awake, man, mind chatter begins. You got to get a hold of that. So instead of that, I think, why don't I woke up today? It's a new day. Fresh flowers, like cardinal out my window, and I get to do this radio show, and you are taking the time to listen. And for that, I have much, much gratitude. I am here to try to help you get some perspective and live a healthier, more well-balanced life. And so I power up to avoid the stress of others. I love myself. I have gratitude. And then here's what I like. It sounds simple. Share a smile and you turn to a scowl. I'm not a big smiler. I'm one of those non-teeth monkey smiling people. I guess I don't have horrible teeth, but I never got braces. And I got a little bit of the David Letterman gap going there, which I'm proud of my gap. What can I say? That's how I was born. And so maybe that's why I'm not a big teethy, toothy smile. Plus, I see those people, I think, what practice? I've got to have my pictures with them a lot because I'm on the radio. And they really feel like I need to practice. One station I was for, there was an entire website of pictures of me with my eyes closed. And I'm just not good at it. I don't have time to stare in the mirror and practice my smile and my pose or which is my good side. My good side is from behind in the dark. Well, that doesn't sound good. I mean, just that's like my joke with people when they're with the dark outside. I go, that's better. That's what I meant by that. But people like lightheartedly as mine. But so if somebody scowls at you, if you're in a tense situation, they just smile back. And I really feel that. I feel it from within. And it sounds sort of cliche to say, smile, let me turn through a scowl. Well, easy for you to say, Lisa Berry. Well, not really. I've been through it, honey. I've been through it my whole life and my childhood and every day now. You know, that's life. It took me a long time to learn that. It took me a long time that there's no, like you watch TV when I was growing up, and in 20 minutes it was all resolved and everyone was happy. And I loved that, but there was instant resolution and conflict to be gone. And it all wrapped up. And I guess that's why we watch TV growing up. I do the show every week now, so I don't share all my downs. If you want to hear them, I am happily, not happily, but I would share them with you just to give you the perspective to know that I have been down. I did not have a great childhood. Lost a sister to breast cancer at the age of 51. Had a son who had a serious health challenge. It just kept going and going and going and going and going and going. And, going. And I just learned to, I got wisdom. I got wise. And I don't want to waste a moment. I call myself a moment saver. And I've worked in radio for a long time, and that is one of why I am here. And now I get to be on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and you have found us, and we're so grateful for that. And I get this opportunity to share. I guess being a broadcaster is a gift of mine, but my biggest gift is that I have an unlimited amount of love. I just, it's like keep like digging in a canal, you know, you keep digging and more water keeps flowing and flowing, and the deeper you dig, the more love I have flowing and flowing towards you. And I think a lot, and I spend a lot of time creating experiences, learning from what's happening, and then I get to get on the radio and share it with you in hopes that I can convince you that you can live a happy, well-balanced life. Why would you want to live anything else? A positive attitude is not a reaction to the way things are. It's an expression of the way you choose things to be. And I came up with this, and I wrote this down the other day. I said, there's always going to be something or someone to disappoint you, raise your blood pressure, hurt your feelings, or bring you down. But buying something, eating something, going over and over what's troubling you in your head will get you nowhere. That's what it takes to know yourself, love yourself, become inner peace and balance. And have gratitude. Look for something positive. And decide for yourself it's going to be okay. And that is a choice that you can make. It is something you just need to be aware of. It's mindfulness. And you decide for yourself you're going to be miserable. Why are we here? Not to be miserable, not to solve problems, but to know ourselves. And find the best of ourselves and share that with the world. I believe that life should not be a painful journey or a problem to be solved, rather an experience. Kind of a treasure hunt of learning, of laughing, and growing, and focusing on how we can help others. Really, truly, when you stop thinking about yourself and worrying about your own problems and start thinking, how can I bring some sunshine to somebody else? How can I make life better for somebody else? What can I do to help one person today? Then that takes the emphasis off your own problems, your own chatter in your brain, and helps you do better. It's almost like distracting you. But knowing yourself and loving yourself is so important. And as I said, there's always going to be something or someone to disappoint you. Get your blood pressure up, hurt your feelings, or bring you down. That's just how it is. And that took me a long time to accept that. I don't enjoy it. I don't condone it. I don't like it. But I accept it. And it's a reality. But then I have the choice to know myself and love myself. And so do you. And seek inner peace and balance. And then have gratitude. Look around. You know, people, write it down, write a journal, three things every morning. If that's what you need to do, do that. I don't need to write it down because I try to be consciously in a mode of gratitude as much as possible. I try to walk somewhere. Like I said, I do the show live, maybe with my income, but I do it live in the morning. And I already woke up and I have roses that I bought and red carpets out my window and I seek inspiration. So I can share it with others through the radio. I'm an inspiration seeker and a great distractor. I'm a treasure hunt of learning and laughing and growing. What do you unlock? So, what do you have to tell yourself to get through a day? Do you realize the second you wake up and open your eyes, that inner dialogue begins? What is this thing? Are you just focusing on the negative? That's just one of our natural tendencies. You wake up and boom, what were you actually thinking about last night? What you wake up thinking about, and there's some drama going on, or an issue that needs to be resolved, but bam, it's a start to second. So be aware of that inner dialogue. Be aware of what you're telling yourself. And this is one of the times where meditation, making the things do, praying, envision how you want your day to go, breathe, and realize some people are always just going to see you a certain way, no matter what you say, what you do. That's kind of like, let it go. Because it really boils down to everything in perspective. And you're going to love, accept, or appreciate anything or anyone from whatever level you decide you want to do it. It is your choice. It really, truly is. And if you want to dialogue that with me, you know, respectful conversations are always welcome. You can email me at lisaloveberrypa@gmail.com. I'm always open to a respectful dialogue, but I really think that's the truth. You decide. You are going to love, accept, or appreciate anything or anyone from whatever level you decide to do it. But you got to do it. You got to let the junk go. So that's why I like to suggest you try to look for the best in everything and everyone. And I've been accused of being a Susie Sunshine. And why is that a nice thing? Would you rather, you know, sometimes rain is good. Sometimes it's also causing things to do. As I said, it's dark. I look better. I'm sure you're not separate. Body. But Susie Sunshine, I was like that as a compliment. You know, you may not have meant it. It's about being mindful in the situation. Putting only positive thoughts in your brain, and you have a choice. I mean, I work in a very intellectual community right now, and obviously, if they just sat around focusing on Susie Sunshine happiness, we wouldn't be making progress. We would be curing cancer. I got a chance to interview a cancer researcher who said that cancer is close to it becoming a chronic disease. Because, you know, nobody wants it to begin with. No one wants any sort of disease. We certainly don't want that word. I don't know what to say. But if we can make progress. So my point is that, yes, obviously these people are living out their dharmas, or they have found their gift, and they're researchers, and they're super intelligent, and to figure things out, and they create strides in our society. Recently, in our area, they discovered a mammoth buried in a farm in Chelsea. I thought just in his backyard because we know just the actor, he was in Chelsea area. And I guess it's not technically a woolly mammoth, they just got the bones out. But it blows my mind that in our area, somebody buried, it's history, and they buried it was a 6 to 7 ton mammoth. Buried 11 to 15,000 years ago, and the farmer's out working in the field digging up for some sort of system, and boom, he comes on his phone and see the pictures, and I'm happy to share them. They pick out like the tusks and the head, and you're like, wow, there is evidence, there is history. And the great minds in our community will study that, and they will put it together, and we will learn from that, and that's their gift. That's where they are. And I, Lisa Berry, am not a great intellectual research of mine, but I will share the level of the love in my heart and compare it to anybody's level of intelligence. That's what I'm here to share. That's what I'm here to learn. That's where I want to help move our society forward. The intellectuals can move us forward with research and medicine, and intellectuals can move us forward with research with history. And how cool is that? That was right in our backyard, and I was super excited about it. I'm going to move forward with sharing my. And I don't know if that's valued in our society. You know, when you think of the poster or the picture or the coffee mug, they don't say, you know, intellectual difference. You love. I say, love matters. And yet in our society, people freak out when you say the word love. And people are incapable of feeling love. People are afraid of the word love. Because I will put it up there. I will stand tall in my knowledge and awareness of love compared to any other great researcher or somebody who has a PhD and an MD. And I value intelligence as something that's definitely learned about myself. But I also value looking up, sharing love, appreciating nature. Being able to lean into this microphone and open my mouth and open my heart. And possibly get into your head, in your heart, to tell you it's going to be okay. You know, as I said, people are always going to see you as so you're going to love or appreciate even every month from whatever way you need to find you want to do it. So, that's why I'm going to tell you. Try to be the best in everything. When you call me Susie Sunshine, I'm going to take that as a compliment, not an insult. I'm being mindful, limiting choice. And as I said, I'm a human being walking this planet. I'm trying to put only positive uplifting thoughts in my brain. And I'm trying to share only positive uplifting thoughts with you. Because believe me, life happens. And things happen, many which we have no control for. But we have control. And as I say, when you wake up in the morning and that chatter starts, stop it. Be aware of what you're saying to yourself. Breathe. Give thanks. Hey, I woke up today. It's a miracle. My body's a miracle. It's all a miracle. And as I said, you do have control of your mind. Some people don't. And I understand that. And I want to be sensitive that some people do have a chemical imbalance without judging. I say that's who would get the profession of, but I'm not certified love master. But if that's not you, if you haven't been diagnosed with something that you need care, even if you have, you know, hopefully you get out of path where you can make a mindful choice for you. You can tell yourself everything's going to be okay. You can look for and expect the best. Go with those people in your life. And it is not a simple, easy journey to be on because I've had to walk away from the people and I miss them less. Don't give your power and your energy away to people who enjoy things being wrong. It's sad that there are lots of people like that. That's you. And if I can, I feel like a minister. I feel like I'm ministering, you know, but I am. I feel so strongly about it. And if you're on that journey of you feel important because you're so busy and you feel important because you're so much in pain and you feel important because everything is wrong. Go back. You were. You're important because you're alive. You are blessed to just open your eyes and be on this planet and experience all the wonders there are out there. It's a sort of frustrating because I want to get out there and I want to see it all and I want to experience it all. And I want to share the love, and I want to hold your hand, and I want to tell you it's going to be okay because you need this on. I mean, I can say that because I lost this cancer, I had this tumor in my spine, and pain is doing okay. I've been through it. I mean, every day, people are challenging people's lives. Negative. I get it. I live it. I also believe that you can make a choice to avoid. You can make a choice to feel good. You can feel good. I personally don't enjoy things being wrong. And I'm not afraid to share a positive thought or a compliment or a hug or some love. Everybody needs it. So power up to avoid this stuff with others. Love yourself. Have gratitude. Return a smile from the sky. And if you wake up in the morning, maybe you want to start the day with some meditation. One of my first meditation leaders, I love David G, and I have the privilege of interviewing him, and you want to find him, he's here on MyFavoriteRadio.com. I highly recommend it. He's a great meditation leader and teacher. But Deepak Chopra was one of my first, and he's wise in that he's very smart in using social media, and he shares a lot of information. And something I came across recently that he wrote is how meditation can help anxiety. We all have anxiety. You'd be surprised at how many people walking around and you think they got it all together and they're working and others are scared of anxiety. So he says the first thing to realize is reality isn't what is actually worrying you. Your fixed habit of mind is causing you to respond to anxiety. And some of us have childhood experiences that are deeply ensconced in our subconscious mind and as we keep going sometimes. Things that happen, you just can't help it. Really changes control. And because of the mind-body connection, you should consider the physical body. Not accept worry as a powerful trait. It exacts a fight or form of insomnia, fatigue, irritability, muscle tension, headaches. In fact, I just read an article from Lisa Rinna. That's part of she's an American athlete. And said she has always exercised. It's always what she has a problem with. She says she exercises because it makes her feel good. And when she feels good, she's nicer to people. And when she's nicer to people, that was a great way to put it. Exercise, well, first of all, is good for everything, mental and physical. Even walking, even 20 minutes of walking a day clears your head, and it's good for your body, and it's good for your soul. But I just love it. I'm quoting the great American actress, Christina. She was on a reality show right now, and she said she exercises because she feels good. And when she feels good, she's nicer. I'm all about that. CEO of Lisa Berry & Co. CEO, Cheerful Energy for the Mayor. And call me Susie Sunshine is the president. She's the vice president. I was Berry and CEO of Cheerful Energy for the Mayor. Love and happiness. Today's inspiration here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So I kind of got off the track about meditation. Let's go back to meditating. Numerous scientific studies have found meditation to be effective for people with anxiety. One study showed the practicing mindfulness or meditation produced many results with a substantial improvement in negative personality traits, anxiety, and stress. Another one focused on anxiety for cancer patients. To those with social anxiety disorder, and found mindfulness as an effective management tool. All mental activity can have physical correlations in the brain. We're seeing it more and more. I'm hearing it public radio, commercial radio, magazines, newspapers, TV, about the mind-body connection. How have we made it to 2015 without being aware of the mind-body? How thankful that 8,000 years ago, mammoths out of that dirt, chosen to be grandmothers. And do they know about the mind-body connection? And they say they buried the mammoth. They took their most of it. It's so cool. It's like history. Digging up history in our own backyard. And they say that they buried it 15,000 years ago for food. Where's dinner, honey? Somebody forgot the mammoth was buried in the backyard. But anyway, so back to mammoth meditation. How to change it all for yourself. Regular meditation allows your brain to develop new pathways. And I can tell you that is the truth. When I started on this pathway a couple of years ago, I've always been in radio. I've always been a broadcaster. I've always been lovable Lisa. My mother used to call me a I learned to love myself. And she said, I said, based on where I came from, where I still live in a family where being nice to each other is not necessarily a priority, you can love yourself. You are worthy. You can do it. You are worthy. In fact, stop thinking you aren't. Stop thinking you don't deserve stuff. Just be aware of your gifts and find out what they are. Meditation, literally, I think, helps reduce anxiety, helps better at night, help me overcome. I'm just at the I don't care about anymore. Life is too short to be afraid. And I love to talk to people. And I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to talk to you here on this radio show. But exercise puts your body in an active state, but meditation puts it in a more peaceful state. So you might be just experience stuff without being overshadowed by ancient thoughts. So if you would like some tips on meditation, email me. Lisa Love Berry, BARRY@gmail.com. I'll do a meditation for you. In fact, I have these things. I call them Lisa Love Berry. I'm going to play one for you right now. Let's just watch it. Thank you. and how to be talking about. No, I just want to have an idea. I think it is. It's myself because of my school. And the thoughts I say make sense to me, but I can. And I think they can make a difference in your life. You can do it. You feel it in yourself. Keep coming from something. Nothing of happiness comes from your pain. There's nothing you can buy. There's no one you can. There's nothing you can do or there's no one you can be with that's going to be effective. It comes from within. And the sooner you learn that, the better. And I definitely, you know what? I'm assuming you can try to do that. So you gotta love yourself, the principle of truth, love yourself, and when you do that, you open yourself up to the possibility of truly love yourself, you are a reflection of someone else, you still can't have a relationship. And then love the whole world, not just yourself, think about it, think about it. If you get a mood, project that on people.
Thank you so much for listening. Next time, and I'm